The small Moravian town of Litovel is home to the world's largest hard cheese factory. Since 1996, when the Italian company Orero set up its production there, its Gran Moravia cheese has been conquering markets around the world. Today, the Litovel cheese plant produces around 6,000 tons of the Parmesan-type cheese, a great majority of which is sold in Italy. In this edition of Marketplace, Jan Richter talks to the owner of the Orero company, Roberto Brazzale, who says Parmesan is not the right name for its flagship product.
The word Parmesan is not right. In Czech Republic, it is commonly used to state long seasoning hard cheese. But in Italy, we don't use it. In Italy, we use the word formaggio grana to indicate the special structure of cheese grana. Gran Moravia belongs to the family of hard cheese manufactured according to the old Italian tradition. The others are Parmigiano Reggiano and Grana Padano.
Why would you say your cheese is so successful? One of the advantages, I suppose, is price compared to the products that have the designated origin according to the EU rules. So what other advantages or what other qualities does Gran Moravia have that make it so successful?
The product's success derives primarily from its quality and mild taste. Gran Moravia did not taste salty or seems like a dry pasta. Besides, Gran Moravia comes from the eco-sustainable chain that we have created in Moravia, a network of 75 farms with ecological features of great value. Gran Moravia is the first cheese in the world to calculate and to declare its water footprint.
Is it difficult to get good quality milk from farmers, or is there more good quality milk on offer than you can get?
Czech agriculture and milk production is high quality. And we choose this region to develop our project because we believe that it's possible with this structure, with this agriculture, to have the best quality to produce hard cheese. We need a very good milk, and the structure of farms in Czech Republic, they are big, they are very good managed, with good skills, and the people are all specialized. And then, compared with other countries, like Germany, Poland, and Slovakia, and other important milk producers in Europe, Czech Republic is a very big player and with big potential.
So was this the reason why you originally came to Litovel in Moravia when you were thinking of expanding your business from Italy, or were there other countries or other sites in question as well?
We chose this country after looking in other countries in Central Europe like Poland and Hungary. But here, because we believe that it is possible to have a milk produced with feeding 95% coming from the ground, from the farm. They don't need to buy outside the feeding. This is very important to control all the quality of all the process from the production of the forage to the fork, we can say. And this condition is particularly good in the Czech Republic. We have a relation today with 75 farms, and we can develop a program impossible in other countries in which there are a lot of producer, little producer, difficult to manage, difficult to control. We have the control on all the chain today, and we have a very good relation with very good professional people.
Why did your company decide to move outside Italy in the first place? What's the situation like in Italy? Why is it good for you to have an operation in the Czech Republic?
Our generation is the seventh generation in our company, and I mean it's the best moment in our history to develop our job, because the world is free. After 90 years, the Europe had a pacification, and then for us it was we were able to develop our project out of from Italy. And we are very happy to have created this project, a new page of collaboration between Italian and Czech nation. 200 years ago, our region in Italy, Veneto, was under the same emperor, Asburgico, Austrian emperor, and we had the same passport. It's not so difficult for us to think to develop our project with you, with the Czech Republic. I have to say that Italy is a country on the world where the best cheese is born, where there is an extraordinary dairy technology and know-how. There is a unique range of cheeses in Italy. On the other side, Italy has a limited territory, so it is not possible to develop innovative projects with need availability of big lands. Our company made this in Moravia.
Well, as I understand it, Gran Moravia is made in Litovel, but then it's moved to Italy where it ripens or where it matures. And it's also, of course, sold in Italy or exported from Italy. Why don't you do the whole process in the Czech Republic?
We are free to decide where is better to do something. And this is the very big new for our generation. Today is better to produce and to transform, to process the milk in Moravia. But it is also the best location to ripening it, to storage the cheese and to cut and to process, to package it and to control the sales and the export is Italy. Any case, because Italy has a big tradition, an old tradition in everything. Very difficult activity.
You have opened a food store chain, La Fromageria, if I pronounce it correctly, in the Czech Republic, and you have also announced plans to expand and bring it to Prague. Do you think Czechs will spend more on luxury food items that can be had in your shops?
But our products are luxury only in quality, not in price. We sell directly from producer to consumer, so our prices are very competitive. Much better than in the supermarket, for example. And our products can be used every day. We don't agree with the strategy of other Italians who wants to sell their cheeses at the higher possible prices. In our shops, all ingredients of Italian cooking, heels and light, can be found. Every day at competitive prices. We are very satisfied about the new project concerning the creation of the network of shop La Formaggeria. Will be 10 within the end of this year, and we think they will be 2025 into 2015. In Prague, we will open within the end of the 2012 three of five shop. One of them in Václavské náměstí, of about 200 square meters. And other in Vinohradská, and we have already opened in Olomouc, Brno, Ostrava, Hradec Králové, České Budějovice, Litovel, Liberec. In Brno, for example, in 50 square meters, we have every day more than 500 customers. It is incredible, grateful. We are very happy because it is not only to buy something to eat, but to buy something to enjoy, to be happy, to know better the Italian culture. And for that, we are very happy to develop it in the future.
Well, speaking as a foreign investor in the Czech Republic, how would you generally find doing business in the country compared to Italy, for example?
So, I prefer don't compare with Italy. I only want to say that we love Czech Republic. We estimate we love your history, your skills, your people is fantastic, and your policy and your economy is enough stable, and we like your way to manage the economy and to manage the policy. For us, Czech Republic is really a second house.
Do you also like the Czech tax authorities and all kinds of authorities that you've been dealing with?
I mean, in Czech Republic, everything is clear, everything is correct. And we need clear situation, a correct situation, a good relationship with the authority. That we need, we entrepreneurs, we need clarity, and we need to know what is the habitat in which we have to work and to develop our program to make investments. For us, Czech Republic is number one.
Well, the Czech Republic is not particularly known for its cheeses, but there is one cheese that has some reputation, which comes not very far from where you are based in Moravia, which is, of course, the famous Olomoucké tvarůžky. Have you had any, and what do you think of them?
Yes, I know very well tvarůžky, and I like it. It is a very interesting, typical cheese. Like in Italy, there are a lot of little production of very typical cheese, and we have to save them because they are an important heritage of our past, of our culture, our little traditions. But you understand, we cannot found our economy on this production. The economy needs big numbers, big quantity, and Grana cheese can give us really a big quantity in export. And for example, in Italy, 40%, more than 40% of milk is processed for Grana cheese. And I mean that also Czech Republic is already becoming a good, very good player on the market, also for cheeses.